time to meet the men from the ministry. We're off once again for a whiz round Whitehall with Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, Joan Sanderson, John Graham, and the men from the ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Unkind people often joke about the amount of paper in government offices. Reports in duplicate, forms in triplicate, memos and breakdowns, schedules and lists. But in the General Assistance Department, at least, all these papers serve a useful purpose.
Any more data on this, too? The Ministry of Transport report, for instance?
Here you are, one. And here's a stack of government white papers. What did you want them for?
I'm going to shove them in the seat of my chair. Whole thing sagged in the middle, you know.
This old furniture's really shocking. We shouldn't have to put up with it.
Ah, there we are. Yeah, that feels a bit firmer. Mind you, the whole thing's a wreck anyway, you know. Yes, the back's all loose, the arms are wobbly.
My chair's just as bad, one. I had to prop up the legs with the secret file. Now it won't swivel anymore. I haven't had a decent swivel for weeks.
Just as well at your age. I'm constantly on at admin about this chair. It's very bad for my posture, you know.
Hasn't done much for the rest of your body.
Half past ten, it's tea again.
Ah, thank you, Mildred.
Oh, and here's today's post, Mr. Lamb.
Thank you, Mildred.
All members of staff are to have flu injections next week.
Flu injections?
A jab with the needle and you're all set up for the winter.
Jab with the needle? Oh, I'm not having that. Not with my delicate skin. I might bleed to death.
Oh, don't fuss, too. If Mildred can face it, I don't see why you can't. You will be having yours, Mildred?
Oh, you bet, sir. My dad always says if it's free on the National Health, grab it while it's going.
Indeed.
So far, he's had 3 wigs, 5 sets of false teeth and the pill.
I will pretend I didn't hear that, Mildred. Now, these flu injections are very important, you know. You and Mr. Lamb should certainly have them.
Oh, we've all got to have them, sir. It says so here.
Oh. I can't believe they mean senior staff, you know.
Are you scared of the needle too, sir?
Certainly not. But I rely on my January flu break. Gets me through the winter. Means I don't have to waste any leave.
I definitely don't want an injection. It might have unpleasant after effects.
Oh, no, sir. It just makes you floppy and listless.
Well, there's no point in my having one. I'm floppy and listless already.
Well, the Permanent Undersecretary won't be very pleased if you both try to opt out.
Never mind what Sir Gregory thinks. I've stood enough from that old pig.
Good morning, Lennox Brown.
Oh, good morning, Sir Piggery. Sir Gregory. Ah, this is a delightful surprise. Do come in, sir, and make yourself comfortable.
I'm very glad to see you, sir.
You feeling all right, you two?
We're both extremely well, thank you, sir, and very kind of you to inquire.
You're well, eh? Well, let's keep it that way. Make sure you get your injections next week. Can't have my staff off with flu.
It's rather a delicate subject, sir. Where will they stick in the needle?
Where do you think? In the rear surgery, of course.
But I don't see any reason for this.
Don't you, Lamb? Well, you'll get the point in the end. Oh, yeah, sister will be doing the job on Monday, so make your appointments at once.
I propose to be firm about this. I'm not going to have an injection. I intend to stand on my rights as a senior...
Citizen?
As a senior citizen. No. As a senior executive. I shall go down and tell sister now. Then she'll know exactly where she stands.
Quite right. If you can get away with it, I'll do the same.
It's not a question of getting away with it. If we don't want injections, they can't make us have them.
They are for our own good, sir.
That is a matter of opinion, Mildred. If the good Lord wanted us to work every day, he wouldn't have given us flu in the first place. These medical people would be better off worrying about our posture.
Posture, sir?
That broken-down chair of mine is enough to ruin me for life. There's nothing worse than a saggy seat. I shall complain about that as well.
Ministry Surgery. Sister Greer.
MacDougall here, Senior Officer Admin. I'm sorry to bother you when you're busy with injections.
I don't start injections till next week. What can I do for you?
Rather urgent. I've sent an executive down for a checkup. Mr. Shaw, do you know him?
No, I've met very few of the staff so far. I only began here on Monday.
Ah, yes. Shaw is about to be posted abroad, so please examine him thoroughly. In particular, he has some sort of complaint at the base of his back.
Trouble with the old seat, eh? I'll have a look at that.
We need to know that he can stand the new climate, so give him a careful going over. You know the sort of thing. Sound chest, test eyes, check heart. He'll be living in Thailand.
Bangkok?
Yes. He should be with you any moment. Much obliged to you, sister. Goodbye.
No doubt this'll be Shaw. Come in.
Ah, good morning, sister. We haven't met before.
You're Shaw?
Yes. I'm afraid I have a complaint.
I'll deal with you at once. Please undress straight away.
Yes, of course. Undress?
Kindly go behind the screen and remove your things.
Well, madam, is that really necessary?
Oh, don't loiter, man. Do as you're told.
Very well. There's no need to push, is there?
I understand you've been having trouble with the old seat.
Oh, you've heard about that, have you? Yes, I was telling my colleague just now. Mine must be the most decrepit seat in the building. Seems to have lost all its bounce.
All the more reason for me to examine you.
Ah, yes. You think it might affect my posture?
It's possible. How are the legs?
Very wobbly. Yes, I have to prop one up with my brolly.
Oh, gracious.
Last week it nearly dropped off. I stuck sticky tape around the top.
What?
Both arms are terribly loose.
You must be exaggerating, man.
Yes, well, I've removed my garments, madam. Shall I come out now?
Yes, please, and don't dawdle.
Here I am, then.
I told you to remove all your clothes.
I refuse to take this off, madam. One must retain some dignity.
Oh, very well. Keep your bowler hat on if you must.
Thank you.
Now then, this trouble with your seat.
Ah, yes, there's another thing, sister. It seems to have lost all its swivel.
Its swivel?
Yes, my colleague has the same problem. We tried a drop of oil, but that only makes it squeak.
Tell me, have you any history of mental trouble?
Mental trouble?
Have you ever seen a psychiatrist?
Certainly not. In my opinion, people who go to psychiatrists should have their heads examined. Now, would you please get on with whatever you're going to do, and remember, I have no clothes on.
Oh, what a fusspot. I certainly don't think you should go abroad.
It's chilly.
Chilly? I thought it was Thailand.
There's a terrific draught in here. Thailand?
Bangkok. Don't say you've forgotten already, Mr. Shaw.
Mr. Shaw? My name's Lennox Brown, madam.
You're not Mr. Shaw. How dare you come in and strip like that? I'll have you arrested for indecent exposure.
I didn't want to strip, madam. I came to protest about my office chair.
Office chair? I haven't time to bother with that sort of trivia.
And I also wish to state very clearly that I do not propose to have a flu injection.
Don't be absurd, man. Of course you'll have an injection. Sir Gregory has ruled that staff who don't have injections will be posted to a germ-free area.
Oh, where exactly?
To archives at Ballymuckie. The germs can't live there. It's too cold.
Oh, I see.
Now, return to your office at once and report for your injection on Monday.
Well, if that's the way you feel, madam, I have nothing more to say. Good day to you all.
The rest of the staff may have something to say if you don't put your clothes on.
Ooh.
So you'll have your injection after all, sir?
Yes, Mildred, yes. Well, I felt sorry for the sister, you see.
To tell you the truth, I thought you were scared.
Scared? Oh, really, Mildred? I'd have thought I proved my courage during the war.
But you were in the catering corps.
Exactly. Anyone who could face the troops after one of our meals needed real courage.
So I suppose I shall have to have an injection too.
That's right. We must all do our best to help poor old sister.
Now then, you two.
Oh, hello, Sir Gregory. Hello. This is a delightful surprise. Now, do come in, sir. Make yourself comfortable.
Very glad to see you, sir.
Oh, stop chattering, both of you, and listen. I've brought you another little job.
Thank you.
You've heard about this European moonshot at Doonhilly.
Oh, yes, indeed, Sir Gregory. Yes, we're all very proud that Britain is leading the way in this exciting venture.
Waste of public money, in my view.
But it is a waste of money. I've always said so.
Not only that, the Ministry of Transport are worried about breaches of government regulations.
Oh, are the Ministry of Transport involved, sir?
Well, of course they are. This spacecraft is a mechanically propelled vehicle.
Oh, I see.
But the boffins down there haven't been doing their paperwork.
Good Lord, no. Isn't that typical?
The Ministry of Transport are very tied up at the moment with this new scheme to phase out trams. So you're to go to Doonhilly and check on their behalf.
We shall do so with the utmost vigor, Sir Gregory.
Mind that you do.
Yes.
See the top scientist, Professor Freeman, and the leading astronaut, Captain Hardy, and watch they don't pull the wool over your eyes. Remember, they're first-class brains.
Could I have a word with you, Professor Freeman? I said, could I have a word with you?
Aye, out with it, Hardy. Don't just stand there fiddling with your air tube. What's on your mind?
Well, what I want to know is, when I'm up there in orbit, all dressed up in my space suit and that, what happens if I suddenly want to, if I get an overwhelming desire to...
Well, the answer's simple enough, lad. If you want to blow your nose... Have an anky tucked in your helmet.
Oh, hi, I never thought of that. There's just one other thing that worries me, though. I said there's just one other thing that worries...
All right, Hardy. What's the matter now?
Well, when we did that trial run in the lift at the GPO tower, I felt a little queer.
What?
I had hallucinations, you see. My mind was playing tricks. I said my mind was playing tricks.
Shush it, chatter, lad. Hallucinations in space are quite common. That's why we'll be giving you Verathol.
Oh, that's a sort of truth drug, isn't it?
Aye, and it clears the brain as well. With Verathol inside you, you'll see nought but what's really there. And you'll tell nought but what really happened.
The men from the ministry are here, Professor Freeman.
Oh, I suppose you'd better show them in, Miss Willis. They're sure to be a nuisance and nought else.
Very well, Professor. Come this way, please.
Thank you very much. Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Lennox Brown, and this is my junior colleague here, Mr. Lamb.
How do you do?
Well, if you want to ask questions, you'd best be quick.
We are here, Professor Freeman, to check on various aspects of this flight journey or movement of goods.
For instance, who will be driving the spacecraft?
Yeah. I shall.
I see. And do you realize under Ministry of Transport regulations you must change drivers every 200 miles?
But they'll be doing 200 miles a minute. They'd be up and down like ruddy yo-yos.
Nevertheless, rules are rules, and you must, of course, fasten your seat belts on each occasion.
Now, where will you park on the moon?
Where will it park?
Yes, it's a controlled zone, now you know. You park on the left of the moon on odd dates and on the right-hand side on even dates.
That's just until we get meters installed, of course. Oh, what's in this metal flask? Not alcohol, I hope. You mustn't drink while in charge of a space vehicle.
That's not alcohol, that's Verathol. It's to keep Captain Hardy alert on the flight.
It's a miracle drug.
To keep you alert, it'll have to be.
A drug, eh? Yeah, this will have to be checked under the Drugs Act.
We'll take it back to London to be analysed.
But we need that for the moonshot.
Don't worry, my good man. If it's in order, it'll be returned in time for the flight.
By heck, Hardy, I can't take much more of this. Look, these astronauts aren't going on a picnic. They'll be doing a job of work.
Ah, then we must have a look at the spacecraft. Check it conforms to the Shops and Factories Act.
Hello, Bernard. Just a quick call to say I can't meet you for coffee this morning. No, I've got to have me injection, see? I'm ringing from Sister's waiting room. Nobody's here yet. Well, I made an appointment for all our office at 10 o'clock, the first batch of the day, while the equipment's new. Yeah, my last National Health injection, the needle was so blunt, the doctor told me to hurl myself against it. All right, love, I'll see you at lunchtime. Ta-ra.
Oh, morning, Mildred. Sorry I'm late. Train was held up by fog.
Oh, you're all right, sir. It's not quite 10. Sister isn't here yet.
Oh.
Good morning, one. Morning, Mildred.
Morning.
Morning, morning, sir. Morning. And what have you got in that flask, Mr. Lamb? Something to steady your nerves?
No, it's Verathol for the astronauts. I just collected it from the analyst.
What did he say?
He says it's a very powerful truth drug, but it's right for their purpose. I'll send it back to Doonhilly.
They're blasting off today, you know, too, so dispatch it as soon as we've finished here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
If I've got the strength.
Oh, you'll be all right, sir. The whole of Whitehall's having these injections.
Yeah, so I gather. Everyone from the PM down. Ministers, MPs, the lot.
All except Mr. Crawley in the office next door. He's got himself excused on religious grounds.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me.
What is his religion, do you know?
He's a devout coward.
I don't know what all the fuss is about. It's only a little jab. I mean, it doesn't hurt more than a minute or two. Unless, of course, you're allergic to it.
Thank you, Mildred.
Our cat had an injection last week. She scarcely made a sound.
How soon did she recover, Mildred?
Well, she didn't exactly recover. The vet was putting her to sleep.
Oh, by Jove, too. It's a minute past ten. I don't think Sister's coming.
Yeah, perhaps she's had an accident. Yes. We'd better go.
There's lots of work to be done.
Just a minute. Where are you two going?
Back to our office, Sister. We hoped you'd had an accident. We thought you were past it. That is to say...
That will do, young man. I'm sorry I'm late. I had a bad journey.
Oh, dear me. Well, why don't you have a lie down, Sister? I mean, you know, we can come back tomorrow.
Yes, or even next week.
Yes.
You won't feel so tired then.
I'm not too tired to jab my needle into a few arms.
Oh, dear.
Mr. Lamb's gone all white and wobbly.
Pay no attention. The man's a hysteric.
No, he comes from Surrey.
Now then, who's to be done first?
Mr. Lamb is my junior, so do him first.
Very well. He's the nearest. Come along, Mr. Lamb.
All right. Goodbye, Juan. Goodbye, Mildred. If I don't come back, you can have my coloured pencils.
Stop shaking, man. Pull yourself together and come into the surgery.
Sister, would you let me off if I gave you all my luncheon vouchers?
Certainly not. Now, we have to fill in this form. What is your age, Mr. Lamb?
Still quite young.
Over 21. Sex?
Very seldom.
Male. Place of birth?
The spare bedroom.
United Kingdom. Colour of eyes?
Deep, fathomless pools of sapphire blue.
Grey. Now, what is your middle name, Mr. Lamb?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, don't talk nonsense. This form is absolutely confidential. No one will see it apart from the Ministers of Health, Pensions and Social Security, plus accounts, admin and the post office.
Well, I do have a middle name because my mother was very fond of cathedral cities.
Mr. Lamb, I haven't got all day to waste. What is your middle name?
Canterbury.
I see. Richard Canterbury Lamb. Right, now let's get on with the job.
Could I have a blindfold?
No. There's nothing to worry about. This injection might make you sleepy, that's all. So off with the jacket and roll up your sleeve. While you're doing that, I'll fill in your colleague's form. Mr. Lennox Brown, may I have a word with you? Gracious. What's happened?
He's been and gone and went and fainted.
Fainted? But why?
Well, we saw that great ugly needle in your hand.
Needle? This is my fountain pen.
Honestly, Mr. Crawley, you never saw such a carry-on. In the end, she had to give Mr. Lamb an anaesthetic before he'd take his injection.
Mr. Lennox Brown had his all right?
Yeah, he never knew a thing about it, did he? He was spark out on the floor. Me and Mrs. Clegg had to wheel him back to the office on the tea trolley.
How long was Mr. Lennox Brown unconscious?
Oh, hours. In the end, we had to dose him with brandy from the civil defence box.
I didn't know there was brandy in the civil defence box.
Neither did I. But Mr. Lennox Brown just revived enough to tell me.
So you had to look after them both?
You can say that again. They spent the rest of yesterday covered in rugs and lying on their desks.
Well, at least you won't get flu.
You want a bet? Thanks to looking after them, I missed my injection. There's only me in Whitehall didn't get one.
And me. I belong to the Portsmouth Puritans, you see. Injections are against our what's-his-name.
Really?
Yes. So if you're in bed with flu, I expect I'll be joining you.
Aye? General Assistance Department, Mildred Murphy, at whom you are talking.
Freeman, Dunelli Space Station. Atlantic's Brown there, or Lamb.
Oh, I'm sorry, Professor, they're not in yet. How's the moonshot going?
It's a right disaster, and it's all their fault.
Oh.
They sent us back our Verathol yesterday, and we gave it to the lads before takeoff.
Yeah, that's right.
Except that weren't Verathol they sent us. We've just had it analysed, and it's some kind of flu vaccine.
Flu vaccine?
That muckers makes folk drowsy.
Does it?
Aye. So instead of cracking on to the moon, the spacecraft's orbiting the Earth with the old crew fast asleep. 500 million quid this project cost. 500 million quid just to hear three astronauts snoring.
Ooh.
And all we can see on TV is a sign saying, do not disturb. Tell your bosses to ring me back.
Did you hear that, Mr. Crawley?
Every word. He doesn't really need a telephone, does he? However did they make that mistake?
Well, they had the Verathol in the surgery next to the vaccine.
Yes.
Mr. Lamb must have picked it up instead of the Verathol and sent it to Dunelli.
So what happened to the what's-his-name?
Blimey! Sister must have used that Verathol to inject everyone.
Except you and me. What's this Verathol do?
It's supposed to be some sort of truth drug.
Truth drug? You mean everyone in Whitehall's going to start telling the truth?
Oh, that couldn't happen, could it?
Morning, Mildred. Glad I'm late. Gives me less time in the office.
Trains held up by fog again, sir?
No. They very rarely are. I'm usually late because of back trouble.
Do you have trouble with your back, sir?
Yes, it doesn't like moving off my bed in the morning.
Hello, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, Crawley. Yes, you look even wetter than usual today.
Oh. Well, perhaps I'd better be off. I'm sure you've a lot to do.
No, I haven't much to do, but I'm glad that you've decided to leave.
Oh, see you later, then.
Not if I see you first.
Mr. Lennox Brown, there's been an awful mistake.
Yes, well, it's hardly surprising, Mildred, you know, the way we go on in this office.
The astronauts got the vaccine and the whole of Whitehall got injected with the truth drug.
Well, are you sure, Mildred? I was telling my usual lies all yesterday.
Well, it takes a long time to get working.
Oh, just like me and Mr. Lamb.
Morning, Juan. Morning, Mildred.
Good Lord, I say you're later than I am due.
I know, I got delayed on the underground.
You mean the train broke down?
No, I was riding up and down the escalators looking at the underwear adverts.
I'm not at all surprised at you two. And Mildred says it's been a muddle. You've had us all injected with the truth drug.
Oh, that explains it. I just can't seem to tell a lie today.
But not only that, sir, you've ruined the European moonshot. That's 2 years' work by our scientists wasted. £500 million down the drain.
I don't care, really. We're all established staff.
Established staff you may be, but Sir Gregory can still turn ugly.
No, he can't. He's incredibly ugly already.
Now then, you two.
Ah, Sir Gregory, this is a horrible surprise. Well, come in if you must, but don't make yourself comfortable.
We're not at all glad to see you, sir.
I never supposed you would be, as I've only dropped in to bully you.
Is it just sadism that brings you here, sir?
Only partly. It also keeps me out of my office so I can avoid any real work.
I hope you won't stay long, sir.
No, I'm off to my club. I'll be scrounging a few brandies from juniors who are scared to refuse me a drink.
Blimey, the truth, the old truth, and nothing but the truth.
It's rather fun, isn't it?
It may be fun for you, sir, but what about the rest of Whitehall? All the ministers and MPs had injections too.
And here is the news read by John Curl. There was uproar in the House of Commons today when the Chancellor answered a question on the economy. He said he couldn't give firm figures as he'd lost his counting beads. He added that he'd never understood finance anyway and only took the post because of the good pay and long holidays. Opposition leaders congratulated him and said they were only thankful they hadn't got the job. At London Airport, the Prime Minister welcomed the President of Transylvania with the words, "Go home, you crafty old pig." "You're only here for a sneer." In reply, the President said he was sure the Prime Minister meant well and he was going to sack his interpreter. been complaints from members of the public about official letters from Whitehall Ministries. Instead of, I am, sir, your obedient servant, these are now signed, you are, mate, my obedient slave.
Well, thank heavens, the truth drug wore off.
Although it didn't turn out so badly in the end, you know. Foreign countries were most impressed by our great frankness and honesty.
And MPs discovered they don't have to pretend all the time.
And the moonshot got there after all. The astronauts worked all the better for their sleep.
But what about Sir Gregory, sir? Last time he was here, you were ever so rude to him.
Oh, I don't think he took it all in, Mildred. He was acting pretty strangely himself.
Now then, you two.
Oh, Sir Gregory, yes, what a delightful surprise. Just come in and make yourself comfortable.
Very glad to see you, sir.
Is that so? Well, you're also seeing the final results of your little bungle with the vaccine.
Well, we were all saying so that all in all, it worked out very well. I mean, a new feeling of honesty in high places, one of the papers said.
I dare say you've dropped in to thank us.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
It's true you've avoided trouble on a national level, but I would point out that none of us actually had flu injections.
Oh, it can still be arranged, sir. It's not too late.
It is too late. I've got flu now. Oh. Come here, lamb, and let me breathe on you.
No, oh, no, come here. No, sir. Come here.
Up the flue as the men from the ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Baddeley, Joan Sanderson and John Graham. The programme was written by Edward Taylor and John Graham and produced by Edward Taylor.